April 17th, Job chapter 38.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors, when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked, their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare, if you know all this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light, and where is the place of darkness, that you may take it to its territory, that you may discern the paths to its home? You know, for you were born then, and the number of your days is great. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or have you seen the storehouses of the hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? What is the way to the place where the light is distributed, or where the east wind is scattered upon the earth? Who has cleft a channel for the torrents of rain, and a way for the thunderbolt, to bring rain on a land where no man is, on the desert in which there is no man, to satisfy the waste and desolate land, and to make the ground sprout with grass? Has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew? From whose womb did the ice come forth, and who has given birth to the frost of heaven? The waters become hard like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the chains of Pleiades, or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maseroth in their season, or can you guide the bear with its children? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule on the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings, that they may go and say to you, Here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or given understanding to the mind? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can tilt the waterskins of the heavens, when the dust runs into a mass, and the clods stick fast together? Can you hunt the prey for the lion, or satisfy the appetite of the young lions, when they crouch in their dens, or lie in wait in their thicket? Who provides for the raven its prey, when its young ones cry to God for help, and wander about for lack of food?
Trusting God in the Midst of Misery, Christy Anyabwile. Job was a righteous man. God called him blameless and said that there was no one else like him on the planet. Then God offered Job as a test case for Satan. Job showed remarkable faith throughout his subsequent affliction, and yet he also questioned God's ways, specifically the way his justice is carried out. Job was determined that God would hear his defense. Though he slay me, I will hope in him, yet I will argue my ways to his face. Chapter 13, verse 15. What was in Job's heart that caused him to question God in such a manner? A little self-righteousness mixed with righteousness? A little pride mixed with blamelessness? A little ignorance mixed with divine insight and knowledge? The best of who we are and who we hope to be is still stained and darkened with sin. There is none righteous, not even one. No one seeks after God, but God seeks us out and gives us the righteousness of Christ. Job was righteous, but not perfect. His righteousness came by faith, just as it does for everyone whom God has saved. In this chapter, the Lord proclaims his power in creation. God knows all and sees all because he made all. He commands nature. He sees the unseen and knows the unknowable. He walks in the recesses of the deep. Job chapter 38, verse 16. By his power he does the undoable, creating and controlling all things. He binds, loosens, brings forth, and leads out all the heavenly hosts. He controls the stars and the heavens, the skies and the weather, the light and the darkness. Even the animals trust God to provide for and protect them. Job rightly defended himself against his friends' accusations, and he understood that his circumstances were ordained by God. But in his misery, he drew conclusions about the meaning of his suffering that did not fully take into account the fact that God's ways are infinitely higher than ours. Thus, God graciously points Job back to the truth of his sovereignty, power, love, and faithfulness. And Job responds rightly with confession and repentance. Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Job chapter 42, verse 3. As far as we know from Scripture, God never revealed to Job that he had given Satan permission to torment him. God's behind-the-scenes activity is always much grander and more important than what we are allowed to know. When we are tempted to think that no one knows what we are going through, or that our struggles and suffering are for nothing, we should consider Job and remember that God does the knowing, seeing, caring, and working. We do the trusting.